Your mind and your body need to be in balance. That's according to Dr. John DeMartini from the movie The Secret.
Anytime your mind is not in a state of balance, then you will have emotions, and emotions of either attraction or repulsion. And anything you're attracted to and you see more and more benefits and drawbacks to can occupy your mind and run you. You can be infatuated and can't get them out of your mind. Same thing if you've got more negatives and positives and you're resentful to somebody, they run you. And you're not really free. You're actually in bondage to these illusions. So by asking questions that bring the downsides to the thing that you are infatuated with and the upsides to the things you resent, and bringing them back into balance can liberate you to be able to be in governance of your own mind. When you have a balanced orientation, you have gratitude. When you don't, you have ingratitude. Gratitude opens the gateway of the heart, and inside the heart is where love is. When you have love, then all of a sudden your mind becomes window washed, you might say. Becomes inspired, present, certain. Your body becomes enthusiastic. You become, in a sense, a human magnet. See, every event is like a magnet. It's got two sides, a pair of opposites. Anytime you perceive one side without the other, you have an illusion. Any event. The thing you think is terrible in the past, a day, a week, a month, a year, 5 years later, you might find the terrifics in it. The thing you think you're terrifics in the past, a day, a week, a month, a year, 5 years later, you'll find the terribles in it. Instead of waiting for the aging process to have the wisdom of the ages, it's wiser to go back and ask questions, find the two sides, see the whole equation instead of living in half equations. Embrace the full magnet, and then develop the magnetism to attract whatever's in your intention is. So I'm a firm believer in the balanced orientation. Many people are living in the fantasy of one-sidedness. They become addicted to the dopamine stimulation of the positive side, only to then attract stronger negativities to bring them back into equilibrium. So nature equilibrates. This has been defined by philosophers throughout the ages, and it's part of our nature if we just look at it. We have homeostatic mechanisms in our physiology and in our psychology to try to bring us to balance. That's why they say pride before the fall, humility before the rise, to get us back into being wise. Nature's equilibrating. That's our intention. So in my work, I dedicate my life to helping people see the balance in life so they can empower their life, they can poise their life, they can become present, and they can be purposeful. If not, they're passionately seeking that which is unobtainable. Albert Einstein said that which is unobtainable is a source of human suffering, the search for that. The Buddha says the desire for that which is unobtainable, again, is a source of suffering. So we set ourselves up for the addiction to a fantasy of one side and a delusion, and we set ourselves up for the, you might say, the depression that goes along with it. Embrace the full side. Our body and mind were designed to have both support and challenge. We have an autonomic nervous system that has a sympathetic side that's for challenge and a parasympathetic side for support. When we have those in balance, we grow most. Instead of making and fantasizing that life's supposed to get easier, it's wiser to go, I want to tackle the next challenge, grow, incorporate it, turn it into order, bring it into balance, and tackle the next challenge. This is what growth is about. We are valued and rewarded to the degree that we tackle what we think is chaos, challenge, questions, problems, and tackle them, find the hidden order, and continue to grow on.
So this idea that if we're clear about what we want and we think positively and we do visualizations and so on and our life is going to be perfect actually is not real at all.
It can be if you put it into context. If all of a sudden you say I'm going to be positive and never negative, then you're going to self-defeat because there is no such thing. If you say that I'm going to be inspired by having both sides, in other words, if you say whether I'm supported or challenged, whether I'm nice or mean, whether somebody's nice or mean to me, I can find meaning in that. I can extract from that and learn from that and stay focused and centered and purposeful towards an objective. Then it can be very valuable. But to assume that you're going to be one side, I've asked literally millions of people as I've traveled the world, they're asking, why can't I stay positive all the time? Well, the truth is they're not designed to be positive all the time. They're designed to have a balance. But people are living in the fantasy that they're going to be. And this is setting themselves up for the other side. Then they end up wanting to blame something on the outside for the cause of it. But the reality is that our mind and body are designed for homeostasis and bring things into balance. The idea of a power of intention is true. Whatever's highest on our values, we automatically intend, consciously or unconsciously. And we do tend to see the world differently, act upon the world, make decisions, and manifest things according to our intention. But our intention will never be positive without negative. Our intention will always be, in our mind, the things that we think are going to be building, but we always have a disintention lower on our values that we're actually destroying. No human being can build without destroy by the conservation laws. No human being can be positive without negative by the conservation laws. No human being can be happy without sad or kind without cruel. Somebody supports your values, you're very kind. Somebody challenges your values enough, outcomes cruel. There's always a pair of opposites. When you finally embrace both sides of your life and love yourself for both sides, you don't have to get rid of half of yourself in order to love yourself.
That's Dr. John DeMartini.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.